This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, worm and bug farmer, ecopreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And as always, it's a pleasure to be with you. I'm very happy to announce that my guest this hour is the remarkable Dr. Andrew Sutherland, entomologist and member of the University of California's statewide IPM program, UCIPM, and he is helping to lead the way when it comes to IPM-related information and resources. Before I ask Andrew to join me, I want to let you know that the Arbico Organics Winter Catalog is now available. To receive your free copy, go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's www.arbico-organics. Or you can call 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I would like to tell you about my guest. Dr. Andrew Sutherland has many accomplishments, including a phenomenal education and current job. Currently, he is employed by University of California Cooperative Extension, UCCE, as the Urban Integrated Pest Management IPM Advisor for the Bay Area, serving Alameda, Contra Costa, San Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties. As a member of the University of California's statewide IPM program, he serves as a conduit for IPM-related information and resources. The position is new for the region and addresses issues in all areas of pest management, including weed, pathogen, and vertebrate management, but the primary emphasis of this position is pest management of arthropods in urban areas. A major focus of his program is to develop new IPM strategies or to adapt and implement IPM strategies already available in cooperation with UC farm advisors, pest control advisors, pest management professionals, pest control operators, public agencies, schools, parks, public housing, and regulatory agencies involved with both landscape IPM and structural industrial IPM. That is a lot that he's involved in, and I'm absolutely amazed. Overarching goals include education about IPM principles and development of IPM programs for clientele, reduction in pesticide applications, and mitigation of service water contamination due to urban pesticide applications. His connections to UCIPM ensure that he can indirectly help with pest and disease management issues within any system by relaying relevant UCIPM information and by establishing relationships between industry and other UCCE advisors and specialists. And now I would like to ask Dr. Andrew Sutherland to join me. Hi there, Andrew. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sherry. I'm doing great. Thanks
Boy,
for having me.
You are amazing. I don't know how you keep it all together. I just spent some time with one of your peers, Michael Perella, at the IOBC conference that was recently held in Ghent, Belgium. Yes, and you guys are all amazing. It is absolutely a pleasure to have you on the show today. And I don't know how you're getting all this done that you're doing, but I'm just so thrilled at what has developed and what you are actually doing, because this is something that's been needed for a long time. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. I think it's just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. Northern California is ripe for this kind of evolution in pest management.
It really is. So, especially because you've got such a strong educational foundation and the infrastructure that's there that doesn't exist in many other parts of the United States. So thank you for, getting this off to a start. Say, let's talk a little bit about what inspired you to become involved in the study of insects and diseases and all these other things that you were involved in before you even finished your education. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so actually I was a student and a practitioner of urban horticulture before I became interested in pest management and entomology. And so I began in the so-called green industry at a real early age. You know, when I was 15, my options were to work as a bag boy at the local grocery store or dishwasher at various restaurants. And there happened to be a retail nursery within bicycle distance. And so I secured a job there. It seemed more attractive to me. And that started a love for horticulture and agriculture. And then later I realized that there was a need for pest management niche and applied entomology in these systems. So I kind of evolved into an entomologist, but I began as a horticulturist.
It's a great story, too, because as I read your biography, and boy, there's a lot that you have done. I'm just like, wow. When have you had a moment to do anything else? Because you've really published a lot. And but what I want to say is that I was really impressed with that you in your biography you said, well, I sort of came to a place where I wasn't thrilled with the conventional methods that were out there, and that was sort of another thing that catalyzed you to search on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And even though I was in love with that industry, you know, at the height of my horticultural career, I was managing nursery production and pest management in wholesale nurseries, and I was really passionate about that. But I realized that you can define that as really just moving a product off the shelves. That's what we were doing. And it was rewarding in its own respect, but I needed something more. And at the time, there was a University of Florida cooperative extension agent. He was a plant pathologist. I really wish I could recall his name. And he came to the nursery where I worked and helped to design some research projects there, looking at pathogen management and different fungicidal materials. And he suggested that if I had an interest in that kind of investigation, I should take the GRE, the graduate record examination, and attend graduate school. And I did, and that's been rewarding in a different way to be able to conduct applied research and then especially to extend that information to the people who need it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's creating that bridge between education and taking it to the people who do need it, and that's what you're doing. Say, let's talk a little bit about you're the conduit for IPM related information and resources, and this position addresses issues in all areas of pest management, including the weeds, pathogens, vertebrate management. But the primary emphasis of this position is pest management of arthropods in urban areas. Tell us a little bit about that. And maybe you should explain to our audience what an arthropod is.
Yeah, so arthropod just means jointed appendage, and it's a group of organisms that includes insects as well as arachnids, crustaceans, isopods. And, you know, some of these arthropods can be considered pests in some situations. Many of them, of course, are beneficial within our ecosystems. But this position in which I currently serve was created to address pest management issues in our cities and suburban areas. And there are a number of those. You know, anytime that we have structures that are composed of wood, we have organisms that may look to eat that wood or perhaps get inside our structures to avoid environmental conditions that are extreme outside. And then, of course, we also have lots and lots of urban landscapes, and those are biological substrates, you know, all of these things. And so pests may look to exploit those resources, and that's where they come under our focus and attention, and we'd like to minimize their negative impacts. But at the same time, pest management has negative impacts associated with it. And so integrated pest management seeks to manage the pests in our environment, and keeping them below the unacceptable levels while minimizing those negative impacts on our communities and on our environments.
That's exactly it. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm sorry to interrupt there, Andrew, but we're coming right back right after the break. And then I would love you to talk about pass an IPM just so we can continue with this thinking. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We are coming right back with Dr. Andrew Sutherland.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest is Dr. Andrew Sutherland. He is the University of California Cooperative Extension Urban Integrated Pest Management Advisor for the Bay Area. That's a long title, isn't it?
Yeah, welcome I wish back. We had something snappier. We need something snappier.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you're doing, and that's what we're talking about. Welcome back, and apologize for we have breaks, and sometimes we get onto a topic and we have to jump right into the break. So we were talking about IPM and pests, and you were explaining that not all pests are pests, and so some are beneficial. And so, we want to, on one side, we want to, we have to address the issues of pests, but on the other side, we don't want everybody to think that every time they see an insect that they're bad, as that they're in. And so you're working on both sides here, and we talked about a little bit about integrated pest management. Let's talk about pests what are they? What is a pesticide?
That's great. These are great topics, and I think that you guys are going to learn a lot, all the listeners here. But, we're fortunate to have a formal definition of what is a pest and what is a pesticide here on the Environmental Protection Agency's website. And so if you guys are following along online, perhaps you want to open a new window and really look at these definitions, but they're really interesting. And we have to start with the definition, what is a pest? Okay, it's a very subjective definition because it depends on the situation. It depends on the individual. It may depend on the pest organism. But here's what it is. Pests are living organisms that occur where they are not wanted or that cause damage to crops or humans or other animals. And it goes on to explain that examples may include insects, of course, mice, other vertebrates, any unwanted plant. You know, that ties into the what's a weed definition. Well, it's a plant growing where you don't want it to grow, fungi, and it also includes things like microorganisms, bacteria and viruses that may make us sick. You know, so then armed with that definition, we can further explore and ask the question, well, what is a pesticide? And, you know, pesticides generally have a negative connotation in the general public and in the media. You may think of a skull and crossbones when you think of a pesticide, but really it's simply any substance or mixture of substances intended for preventing, destroying, repelling, or mitigating any pest. And, you know, really pesticides are designed to kill things. That's what they do. And so if we kind of explore those definitions, we start to realize that pesticides are all around us. So, Sherry, did you make a pesticide application this morning?
Not this morning that I know of.
Did you brush your teeth?
I did.
All right. So toothpaste often contains fluoride or other materials, and the object is to kill the bacteria that are in your mouth that may cause cavities, gum disease, whatnot. But that's a pesticide application. You know, things
you
like
go.
Household disinfectants, hand sanitizers, these are all pesticides. And those of you who grow organic food, you realize that there are organic pesticides, or if you consume organic food. And they just are chemically different, or perhaps the origin of those materials is different from the synthetic pesticides that we manufacture. But they're still pesticides, and they certainly are designed to kill things. So hopefully that's an interesting concept for you guys to consider.
I think it's a great concept for us, for everybody to consider, that it's not just about things in the garden, but it's about all sorts of things, just the day-to-day things that we use to, as you said, brush your teeth, wash your hands, clean your clothes, and your homes. We don't even have to walk out of the house to be talking about pesticides. So
that's right.
I like that. I think it's a very good way of talking about it. And let's talk about these organic pesticides, because I know you brought this up. And how do they work with IPM, how do the two work together or are opposed to each other?
Well, they're definitely not opposed to each other. We should back up a little bit and talk about the process of IPM. Okay.
Good idea.
I don't want to spend too much time on academic dogma here, but the idea of IPM, you learn about your pest, you really learn about the biology and ecology so that you know where the susceptible life stages in that pest organism may be, so you can target those when you manage that pest. But then you really try to prevent that pest from being a problem in the first place. And that may involve cultural or kind of behavioral tactics to avoid pests from becoming a problem, prevent them from becoming a problem. Then you have some kind of a monitoring program. So you have to know, is the pest present or absent? Is the density increasing or decreasing? And then next, the idea is that there's a threshold. So especially in outdoor systems, if we leave a pest situation alone, it often goes away by itself because we have natural factors, predators, parasites that may exist out there in the landscape. And so we may not need to take action until the pest density reaches a certain level, and that's called our action threshold. That may be dependent on whether or not you're going to lose money if you don't take action, or it may be an aesthetic need that you have for a landscape, or perhaps it's a protection of your structure that you live in. But the point here is when we do take action, we use multiple tactics in IPM. And we use those tactics in a system of escalating force, all right? So chemicals, pesticides, can definitely be part of that escalating force, but they should be used as the last resort. And that goes for organic pesticides as well as synthetic pesticides. The pesticides are the last rung of control available to us when we're climbing up that ladder of escalating force. So I like to use this analogy here, metaphor, where we think about an officer of the law, a police officer. They have multiple tactics available to them to keep a situation under control and to protect and serve. And so, Sherry, have you ever been pulled over for speeding?
I certainly have.
Okay. So did the officer pull out his gun and shoot you right away?
No.
Okay. So first he may have talked to you. He may have issued a warning, he or she. There may have been a citation issued. If you weren't complying and you started to fight back, he might have been able to use his or her nightstick or maybe a taser. But if nothing's working, he or she has that sidearm, that gun on their hip, and they can use it as a final resort to take control of the situation. So that's what pesticides are in an IPM program. So even if you want to reach for the organic pesticide and use that because it's perhaps better for the environment, consider the fact that you've missed all of those other steps of IPM. You haven't tried to prevent the pest, you haven't monitored to see when it's present, and you haven't tried non-chemical tactics. So that's where organic pesticides may fit into an IPM program. They're just something that you select when it's time for those chemical tactics, when all else has failed. Does that
well,
make sense?
Well said, and yes, it does. I love the way you explain this. We're going to take another quick little break. We're coming back in a few minutes, and for those of you listening, don't go away. We're going to be talking more about pests and pesticides.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me as my guest is Dr. Andrew Sutherland. He is a member of the University of California's statewide IPM program, and he serves as a conduit for IPM-related information and resources. Welcome back, Andrew. We do spend a lot of time here on the program talking about IPM, how important it is, and the many facets of it. And, I really appreciate the way you explained it to us in the last segment. Because it was very, very concise and easy to understand. And so just thank you so much for that. Let's talk a little bit more about IPM and urban environments and what you do in your job, actually, so we can kind of get an understanding of how this, for the listeners, how this will help them and how they can get involved, because we have a lot of people that are, they're gardeners. That's why they listen to the show.
Okay. Well, before I get into the details of what I do, I wanted to introduce your listeners to the main resource that we maintain at the UC IPM program, and that's our website. So you can go into any search engine search bar and just type in IPM, and the UCIPM site is going to be one of those that pops up. Or if you want to go directly there, the address is going to be ipm.ucanr.edu. Now that stands for the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources. But anyway, on that website, you're going to find all kinds of information about pest management, and that information is designed for different users. So you have a platform there for folks practicing commercial agriculture. You have a platform there for natural resource managers. You have a whole platform to learn about invasive species, which are important in California. And then there's the most useful, I think, for your listeners will be the pest management in homes, landscapes, and gardens. And you go into that platform and you're going to be able to navigate depending on if you're interested in, you know, pests on your fruit trees or, you know, perhaps pests in your home like termites. And you'll find your way to our main publication, online publication for general public, and they're called Pest Notes. And these pest notes are going to give you lots of information about the biology and the ecology of your pest, but then they're going to go into detail about management tactics, how to carry out those management tactics, what to consider when you carry out those management tactics. And we have links to videos to help explain those processes and keys to help you identify pests and all kinds of neat bits of information. So that's the main resource I think that your listeners can benefit from. I work with professionals. So I work with the guys and gals that are managing pests in urban environments. And so that's really vague, I know, and it's because it covers a lot of ground. They may be managing pests in the urban landscape, perhaps in urban agricultural endeavors, roadsides, within structures themselves, schools, parks, you know, any environment that you can picture in an urban region, there are pests to consider, and there are professionals that manage those pests. They're usually licensed by a state agency to perform that pest management activity, and they I work for them in a sense because I seek to provide them with the information they need to do their job while protecting the communities and the environment and being effective at their job. So primarily I do a lot of education and outreach towards that end, but I also have started to develop my applied research program. You know, so please consider I've been in this position for only about 2.5 years, and so I'm still building as an applied academic here, but applied research programs that I have currently, I'm looking at bait station systems for subterranean termites, and these are systems in which an insecticide is used and really only leaves that site within the body of a termite. You know, so it represents perhaps a better way to manage subterranean termites than using liquid termiticides in the soil, and sometimes those materials leave the site, and they can really affect food webs and the ecosystem in surface water, especially, you know, our urban creeks and canals and storm drain systems. I also have a research project looking at bed bug management in multi-unit residential buildings. And really, it's a demonstration project where we're trying to demonstrate the efficacy of IPM and also measure things like man hours required, because sometimes IPM is viewed as more time consuming and therefore more expensive, and we'd like to show that over time there may be an actual savings in cost because IPM does focus on prevention. So those are my ongoing research projects. I definitely have plans for research projects in the urban landscape as well. I can go on, but perhaps you want to steer me in a certain direction here.
Well, I could just listen to you for forever, and I thought as I was putting the writing, you know, my notes and whatnot, I thought, boy, he could be on the show about 10 times. You know, I just love to spend a whole show talking about mycophagous ladybird beetles.
Oh, yeah. That was a really interesting
system
that I worked with as a graduate student.
I was like, oh, my God. And then you've done work with bees. And, you know, so I was really lit up when I was looking at all the things you've done and papers and whatnot. But let's see if we can steer you. We've got about 2 minutes here, so before we have to take the break. But when it comes to an urban environments and insect pests, what What is the most challenging situation that you're faced with as a person who is an advisor? What are you most challenged by?
Really steering people to the right information, I think, is tough. I think in our current culture that is information-based and also misinformation-based, it's very easy for folks to perform an internet search to try to answer a pest problem, and they may not be finding their way to research-based information, all right? So there are all kinds of blogs and websites out there that are going to espouse different techniques or materials, and that information may not be based on any science at all. And so that's a pitfall. And as a deliverer of that kind of information, I have to compete with those sources of misinformation. So it's a lot of kind of steering folks in the right direction. You know, I'm not sure how wide your listenership is, but no matter where you are in the country, you have a land-grant university either in your state or nearby that provides this kind of research-based information, and that should always be your first source rather than, you know, somebody's blog where they're sometimes sharing opinions. You know, a lot of home remedies, for instance, are suggested on the Internet, and they may have no efficacy data established.
Exactly, and this is why I just we really love your website. We use it quite a bit, you know. I mean, because we are people contact us, you know, every day, and they want to know how can I take care of this particular issue, and no one can possibly know the answer to everything. I think it's really important, though, that people do rely on sound information that has, as you said, that has been researched properly based on serious science. And this is why this website is so important. Those of you listening, I'm at www.ipm.ucdavis.edu, and we're coming right back in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking some more with Dr. Andrew Sutherland, all about bugs, and we're going to ask him about bed bugs because he mentioned that. So I know that that's something that a lot of people are interested in hearing about. So don't go away. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry. And with me is Dr. Andrew Sutherland, University of California Cooperative Extension Urban Integrated Pest Management Advisor for the Bay Area, with emphasis on pest management of arthropods. Welcome back, Andrew.
Hi.
So you brought up bed bugs.
Yes.
And I'm curious about that. We see a lot of this now, and wondering what are you in terms of an IPM program. What are you recommending? What are people doing to go about mitigating bed bugs?
Yeah. Well, first off, I don't recommend things. I provide information, and then it's up to the receivers of that information to make the best choice for themselves based on that information. With bed bugs, they really are a pest that requires IPM in order to manage them successfully. So if you're relying on chemical tactics, whether these are organic insecticides or off-the-shelf insecticides, or you know, even the most effective materials that are available to professional pest control operators, and that's all you're doing is making insecticide applications, you will not be successful with bed bugs. So they really require this kind of holistic process of IPM. And it's not always as easy as, you know, squirting a toxin and walking away, but it's the only way that you're going to reduce bed bug incidents and hopefully eradicate bed bugs within a structure. So the process starts with education. I work in multi-unit residential buildings, my research, and the most important bit of education is to show people what do bed bugs look like. They're not invisible. You can see every life stage with your naked eye. You know, in fact, the adults are quite large, you know, up to 5 millimeters. So that's a great bit of education just to teach the tenants, this is what you're looking for. And then the follow-up there is to teach them, okay, you need to communicate with your landlord or property manager and perhaps the others in your community. You can't hide behind some kind of a stigma. And there is currently a social stigma in this country regarding bed bugs. And I'm not sure why that is. I think it's because the majority of us are dealing with bed bugs for the first time in our lives, just over the past decade or so, past 10 or 20 years. Because before that period, bed bugs were a relatively obscure pest. But if you think about it rationally, bed bugs are much better than things like mosquitoes that are common in our environment. So many of us listening have been at a barbecue and perhaps slapped at mosquitoes absentmindedly as we were conversing with the other guests there. And so those mosquitoes could have just transmitted a human pathogen to you, you know, but we don't think very often about those mosquitoes. We just slap them and carry on with our conversation. Bed bugs have never been proven to transmit any human pathogens, but the mere thought of them makes people very squeamish, and there's a stigma. You know, they feel like if they report that they may have bed bugs, they're going to be judged, or they're going to be considered, you know, unclean or unkempt, and that's really not true. You know, bed bugs, all they need is a host and a harborage, and it doesn't matter if you're in public housing or if you're in a five-star hotel. They don't care. They don't care how much money you make or how clean you are. They want your blood. So that's the first bit, is really to learn about the whole system so that you're better prepared to act, and so you're not hiding behind this veil of social stigma. Next, you want to try to prevent bed bugs from entering your home or your environment. And so that ties right in with that education where you know about risky behaviors. So, for instance, if you like to collect used furniture, if you're into antiquing, or if you like to take furniture off of the street, I do that. You know, I have antique furniture. But if you're going to do that, then you need to be able to inspect that. It's not easy, but it's definitely possible. And then, of course, really think hard about taking items like bedroom furniture or beds themselves, because that's where the bed bugs are going to live, is in those cracks and crevices. So that's just one type of prevention. There's a lot of different another great preventive tactic is to create an indoor environment where we don't have those cracks and crevices, you know, where cracks and crevices are sealed up and the bed bugs are not able to find harborage sites. So that kind of structural exclusion is also very important prevention. Next, you need a monitoring program. And if you'll notice, I'm just going through those principal components of IPM, all right? But monitoring is where we are now. You need some way to know whether or not you have bed bugs, and if it's a concern of yours, then you should probably regularly inspect for or monitor for bed bugs. They have a number of available monitors. These are devices that will trap bed bugs and help you to identify them. The reason that's necessary is because bed bugs are active when you're asleep, and they're very cryptic. They're going to hide in places that you're not easily going to be able to observe. So these monitoring devices help to catch bed bugs as they travel between their host, which is you, and their harborage area, which is going to be cracks and crevices within a meter or two of where you sleep or rest. Then, of course, you need to take action when you do detect bed bugs, and you want to think about escalating force. Now, of course, that depends on the level of infestation. And many times that's a job best left to the professionals. There's a lot of people that try to control bed bugs in their homes on their own, and they're unsuccessful, and oftentimes they're using tactics which are not very good for them and for their indoor environment. You know, so if you're going right to the store and buying some aerosol insecticide, and that's how you think you're going to solve your problem, you're going to fail, and you're going to be upset about that. So we would think about non-chemical tactics. Vacuum is a great tool. You know, if you can find those bed bug harborages and you have a vacuum with either a HEPA filter, or you can provide some barrier like a nylon stocking so that you don't suck bed bugs into your internal components of your vacuum, you can really reduce the population. Steam, you know, that's commercially used a lot, but steam, when properly used, can kill all stages of bed bugs. And so we're not using any any pesticides there. Desiccants. You know, desiccants are dusts, diatomaceous earth, silica gel that can be dusted into voids. Now, I've seen people try to use these products, and they apply huge piles around the perimeter of their bedroom, for instance. And as a general rule, if you can see that powder, then you applied it too thickly. You know, basically all you need is a fine dusting. These materials will adhere to a bed bug's exoskeleton and break down the wax layer that protects it from desiccation. So then that insect will lose water to the environment and die. And so that's a physical mode of action, and there aren't any chemicals involved in that pesticidal activity. And then finally, if you're doing all of those things and you're not able to solve the problem, there are effective pesticides out there, and the best and most effective ones are wielded by professionals. So how are we doing on time? Okay, no problem. So that's what we're going to need to do if we want to manage bed bugs, is really to think about this process of integrated pest management and using multiple tactics. Otherwise, we're not going to be successful. Sherry, are you there? Okay. Okay. So, as I've explained, prevention is paramount, monitoring is an important component, and multiple control tactics are necessary. So what do you think about that, Sherry?
Well, I think that's definitely the way to solve the issue, and I really love that you have talked about, you know, all the different stages of IPM. So many people, when they talk, well, in the old days when they used to talk about IPM, they'd say, well, let's see, I see an insect and I spray. That's the monitoring approach and then the spraying approach. So we are going to have to end the program. It's the end of the show. Thank you so much, Andrew. I really appreciate you being with us. We're going to have you back on the show because you are a walking encyclopedia of information.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's good conversation.
You bet. For those of you listening, we're coming right back next week with another amazing guest. Please have a great Easy Organic Gardening Week.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.